Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny, still, Park City, Utah. Yes, yep. We are still here.
We decided to stay another week.
Yep. And if you could see us, if you're watching on YouTube and you can see us, if you're not watching on YouTube, you should zip over to YouTube and check this out, because you might hear popping and crackling in the background, because that really is a legitimate fire behind us. It is a cool day. And I just have to say, it's so funny, the way we're sitting and the way we're set up, I feel like I'm announcing at the Rose Parade. And the float coming along now, I want to say that all of the yellow were hand-picked sunflowers, and just kidding.
I got up early today and rearranged the entire place.
Yeah, you did.
That we're staying in this condo. And we'll put it back when we're done, I guess.
We have a week to put it back. It looks great.
Today's topic, today Jill and I actually talk about where to go to get days on market and other decision-making data. And here's a hint. This is where not to go, your local real estate agent.
Thanks.
Jill and I recorded a few podcasts since we've been here in I keep saying Salt Lake, in Park City. Mm-hmm. And we were the guests on other people's shows. And one guy informed us that that's where he gets his information from, his real estate agent.
It's amazing.
And he's got a show.
It's amazing.
And he's out there telling everybody bad information.
Some people just don't know that there's reliable sources of data. Not just what you hear and talk about.
We'll clear it up today about where to get data, if you don't already know. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Paula wrote, "Hi there. I hope everyone is doing well. I'm here to gain as much education as I can about land investing. Currently, I'm watching all of Stephen and Jill's YouTube videos and have almost finished reading The Stevenson System, a unit which we all know that book. Wish me luck. Take care. See you around."
My point here is twofold. Jill's going to tell us what, if you're brand new or thinking about being brand new, Jill's going to tell us what she thinks about that. But I want to talk
about
this.
Brand new.
The Stevenson System is a book that this guy, I think his name's James Stevenson or Jim Stevenson, he and his wife wrote, I think in the early 70s or mid 70s. And he gets this cockamamie idea to send his wife to the assessor's office. Mm-hmm. And asks her to look up with a pad and pencil the people who own all the pieces of land in a certain area that he thought was a good place to buy land so he could resell it. And so she did. She went and got the names and the mailing addresses of all these people in the property and some details about the property, wrote it all down, and he sent them offers. Mm-hmm. Or he sent them notes in the mail, I think. So, and my point is, if you can get a copy of the Stevenson System. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a copy. A member let me know about this a couple years ago.
To us, like on my birthday, I'm going to send you this book.
So if you can find an old copy, it's out of print. I've contacted the publisher. It's actually the son of the author multiple times to try to buy the rights entirely, because I think it's something really good that we could teach and republish. Mm-hmm. With our, maybe with the forward that I would write or take Jill's, put Jill's take on it or whatever. But my whole point is this: nothing's changed except the tools, how people buy and sell real estate. This methodology of sending people letters and offers, in our case, works.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What advice do you have for Paula? She's brand new. She just signed up.
I love that she's getting a lot of, there's a lot of free, it's funny, I just was replying to someone in Bigger Pockets a little while ago that reached out. I said, there's a ton of free information out there. I said, get our eBooks. I want you to understand the business model. Watch and read and watch and read and watch and read. And then when you're ready, then dive in. And you need to get a hold of the data the right way. That's the main thing. You need access to the tools so you can get data. You look like you have more to say.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm just checking. I'm working off of a notebook computer instead of our regular studio because we're out of town, and I don't have anything else to say. I'm just
Ask me questions.
Full blown professional audio and video off of a notebook computer that I bought at Kmart a couple weeks ago.
Okay, Kmart. They don't have Kmart anymore. Silly. Okay. Sheesh. All right. Ask me some questions. What do you think? What do you think I should polish it?
What should you not do when you join Land Academy? I can answer that question too.
Not do nothing.
Yeah. Not do nothing.
Yeah. You should get going as fast as possible. Get offers in the mail. Even if you do it wrong, just get them out there because you'll fix it and you'll tweak it. You'll learn really quick if you overpriced or you underpriced. And then you'll make some different decisions going forward. But at least you get your phone ringing and you get people want to sell you property and then you can adjust it from there.
Yep. We all have an experience or multiple experiences when we went to school, high school or college, where there's somebody in the class that just constantly has their hand up asking questions. And it's like, and the teacher always says the same thing, some version of the same, of this. I'll get to it. Really, that's a great question. We'll get to it. And so then it just delays the whole thing. Well, Jill and I have perpetually between 1 and 5 people in our group who aren't interested in learning, you know, absorbing all the educational information that Jill and I have amassed over the years of doing this. They're just interested in asking a lot of questions, regardless of what format it's in, whether it's the Thursday call or Facebook or so. And yeah, I'm sure that, Paul, you're not one of these people. I'm just saying there's a couple people right now that just, they love to ask questions. And it's so clear, glaringly clear, that they never watched any of the programs or absorbed the stuff that we created.
Got it. You know, it's funny. I thought that was really cool. By the way, I mentioned a few minutes ago, I was replying to someone in Bigger Pockets because they had reached out to me personally. Because he said, you know what? I read a blog that you wrote 3 years ago. So you're obviously the expert on this. And it was about CoreLogic data. He was asking, is this still what you use? And everything. So I gave him just a quick little reply. I'm like, here, you need to do a little more research. That's the whole reason Land Academy's here, by the way. There's no way in one quick little reply in Bigger Pockets that I can possibly fully explain our whole business model and what we do. There's a lot to it.
Right.
So, and I like that Paula's, you know, learning and researching. Why do people think that? Why do people think that you could just step in? I'm just going to go get my, say you're just going to be an agent. I'm going to get my license and I'm going to start selling them around and I'm going to kill it.
No.
There's a lot to this stuff. Even just getting your license, if that's what you choose to do. We don't. That's not our thing. We're investors, but you can't. In our world, maybe that's where there's some confusion. People say, I'm going to wake up and be an investor tomorrow. Which you kind of can, however, there's a lot to it.
It was a 10-hour drive from Los Angeles to Park City, and we elected to drive because the season, that colors are changing, and we have a lot of real estate to look at in between.
And Jill got a new vehicle.
Yeah, and Jill got a new car. Hey, if you are interested in buying a
four-wheel drive,
Hertz, the rental car agency, filed bankruptcy, and so every single car that they have they're selling it. So between $10,000 and $15,000below what it's
worth.
We don't
get anything off of this,
no,
by the way.
No, I'm just saying, if you're in a market for a fantastic, like we just bought a car that was less than a year old with 13,000 miles on it for half of what the new car price was.
Right.
So anyway. Where do you get days on market and other decision-making data? So here's a 35,000-foot view of data and real estate.
This is today's topic, and this is why you are listening.
Thank you, Jill.
You're very welcome.
All screwed up because I only have one monitor.
That's okay. We're tag teaming this. We're a team.
So we all know, or hopefully we know, that assessor data, you can fix that if you want. Assessor data.
I leave it to the pro.
Okay. I'll fix the fire while Jill's piping in here and chiming in. There's three major sources of assessor data. They're called aggregators: RealQuest Pro, Black Knight, and First American's Data Tree. We're licensed providers of all three. So, great, Steve. How does that help me with days on market? All right. It doesn't.
I'm going to sneeze. Sorry.
It doesn't help you at all, and neither does your real estate agent. You want to go to Redfin Data or Realtor.com, or in some cases Zillow, and those three. This is at the time of recording this. I'm sure it'll change by the time it's next year. And you can type in per zip code, especially in Redfin data, and get extremely current information on what's going on in that market by asset type, by condo, by single-family residential, by multifamily, by mobile home, and in some cases land. Jill and I are personally lobbying these companies to add land because None of them do. They just Atlanta's always an oversight. And if you're listening to this, that's why you're listening, because you know it is. And it's a great way to make some dough, flipping mm-hmm. property. So don't take anybody's word for it on this data. Go to Redfin Data or Realtor.com or Zillow or a combination of all three. Pit them against each other and see what the data says. We're going to record a show later on this week about a guy that, you know, I like to say this. There's this new phrase I've been saying a lot lately on the air. We don't have any dartboards in this office. And so you need to get the days on market and run a red, green, yellow test on anywhere you're considering sending offers.
Right. Exactly. My whole point with this topic today is that there's so much data out there and more coming at us. I feel like we're it's growing even exponentially, right?
Yeah.
What's becoming available. And yet people are not aware of that. And I don't understand why. I mean,
what do you mean,
Stephen alluded a few minutes ago, we were on this other person's show. And what was happening was I was listening to other recordings of their show in the past weeks to get a feel for who this person was going to be interviewing us and just to see what kind of questions they asked and, you know, what topics they like to cover, things like that. And one of the things that came up was they were having a discussion with someone about days on market, and the guy said, well, here's where you get days on market. Call your local agent. I'm like, what the heck? How is this possible? And this was just recorded in the last 30 days that he did this show. I'm like, do you not know you can really go on a lot of these sites and really and dig deep? We could even figure it out ourselves if I had to.
Yeah.
So the beautiful thing is a lot of these these just regular sites, you know, Redfin Realtor that you refer to, they aggregate it because they have it all. But even if we didn't have it all, if we didn't have those formulas, they hadn't written it, we would sit there and I wouldn't even trust my agent.
Neither would I.
I would look it up myself.
You said it.
I would sit there. I would figure it out. I don't care if it takes me 4 hours.
Me too.
I would look at the price points, look at the areas, and I could still figure out on my own a pretty good idea of what the days on market are for that area before I send some mail out.
What's the first thing we all do on the Thursday call or in our regular real buying and selling land life? An acquisition candidate comes in,
yep.
You throw it up on NeighborScoop, you look at it, and then you look at all the surrounding properties. You
yep.
see when they've sold, the ones that are on the market, how fast they're selling, how slow they're selling, and you decide whether or not you're going to make that acquisition. So, or you can pick up the phone and call your housewife realtor, and you could ask her.
Because she knows.
Yeah, she's an awesome. She's an expert at rural vacant land.
You want to role play? Let's role play.
No.
You and I. Come on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go
call
ahead. Me.
First,
you
go
call
first.
Me. I'm the agent. Role play.
Hey, Betty. How are you today?
Hi. I'm getting my nails done. Can I call you in a few minutes? That's it.
You know, Betty, the last time I talked to you, you're having real trouble with your 2-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
How's that going?
Oh, boof. Thank goodness for a nanny.
Did you make it to work at all last week?
Barely. Thank goodness for being remote.
Actually, I think she would say something like this. In this current market, oh, no, none of us have to work anymore. All we have
That's
to do is
true.
Get one listing a month, and it sells in 13 seconds, and I get make 3%. And the average price of the house is like, because they can do math.
$1.7 million?
Any agent, smarter or not, knows how to multiply 0.06 of every number in their head. So, yeah, she knows how to calculate what her commission's going to be.
Exactly. Anyway, that was good. I think we covered it.
I sufficiently wrecked this fire, too. I'll fix it for the next episode.
Okay, that'll be good. Happy you could join us today. You can find us Monday through Friday right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Zoom Cities, Our Present and Future. They're here to stay. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
How are you feeling?
Good. I'm not. I effectively wrecked that fire behind me.
That's okay.
But we'll get it going.
It's just,
I'm rusty because I grew up in Michigan, did a million fires a day, and I've lived in Arizona and
California.
In California since the early 90s, and I'm just rusty.
That's okay. We'll get you back into the swing of things. That's why we're here in Park City, spending extra time.
Yeah.
thank you so much for tuning in. We really, really appreciate your support. If you have not already, please zip over to YouTube and check out our channel. Hit the subscribe button. And if you have some comments, we love to read them. We do read them. And it does really make a difference in choosing topics and your suggestions for future shows.
It does.
We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.